gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 9th, 2017. Welcome to Day 294. Donald Trump spoke at a joint appearance with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Trade between China and the United States has not been, over the last many, many years, a very fair one for us. It is a very one-sided and unfair one, but I don't blame China.
Instead, Trump blamed past U.S. administrations, quote, for having allowed it to get so far out of kilter. Trump also added,
after all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
Meanwhile, Affordable Care Act signups are outpacing last year's, with more than 600,000 people selecting a plan through healthcare.gov in the first 4 days since enrollment opened. The Wall Street Journal and Washington Post say in the first 12 days of last year's open enrollment, 1,008,218 people selected plans. Enrollment this year lasts 45 days, half as long as in the past, and for most states, enrollment will end on December 15th. Several states are allowing residents to sign up for ACA plans into January. The Washington Post says John Kelly pressured the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Elaine Duke, to expel tens of thousands of Honduran immigrants after she granted them a 6-month extension of temporary protected status, or TPS. Kelly and Tom Bossert, White House Homeland Security Advisor, both called Duke and told her that her decision, quote, prevents our wider strategic goal on immigration. Underlying the call was Kelly's concern that his handpicked nominee for DHS Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, would face potentially uncomfortable questions about TPS during her confirmation hearing on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Michael Flynn is worried about his son's legal exposure as Robert Mueller continues to investigate Russian meddling and the business dealings of key campaign advisors to Trump. CNN says Flynn Jr. served as his father's chief of staff and top aide and was actively involved in his father's consulting and lobbying work at their firm, Flynn Intel Group. In December 2015, the Flynns traveled to Moscow, where the elder Flynn dined with Putin at a gala for the RT television network, which U.S. intelligence views as a Russian propaganda outlet. The White House Intelligence Committee will interview the Russian-American lobbyist who was at the Trump Tower meeting with Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort. CNN says Rinat Akhmetshin will meet with White House investigators next week. The panel last week interviewed Ike Kavaladze, a Russian who attended the meeting on behalf of Russian billionaire Aras Agalarov, the oligarch who initiated the session. The Wall Street Journal says the Justice Department is seeking a plea deal with Manafort's son-in-law. The investigation into Jeffrey Yochai by the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles is separate from the Robert Mueller investigation. But Mueller's indictment of Manafort alleges that Yochai and his father-in-law worked together on real estate deals in both Los Angeles and New York, some of which involved loan fraud. The Education Department has shed about 8% of its staff since December and hopes to offer buyouts to an additional 255 employees. The budget proposal Betsy DeVos plans to submit would cut $9.2 billion from the department's budget, eliminating teacher training and college prep programs while investing in charter schools and potentially offering vouchers for private schools. The Washington Post says Congress would likely restore many of the cuts, but DeVos can cut staff, and her proposal would cut 154 positions from the department, including 46 from the Office of Civil Rights. The New York Times says a former Treasury Secretary charged that current Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is making, quote, irresponsible economic assessments of the administration's tax plan and acting as a sycophant to Trump. Lawrence Summers, who was Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, has been criticizing Mnuchin in podcasts, blog posts, and op-eds, as well as on Twitter, for suggesting that the tax plan currently being debated by Congress would not add to the federal deficit. Quote, I'm not aware of so irresponsible an estimate coming from a Treasury Secretary in the last 50 years, he said. Politico says Trump's Voter Fraud Commission was sued by one of the panel's own members. Matt Dunlap, one of the four Democrats on the 11-member board, filed a lawsuit claiming that he's being denied access to the commission's records and has been effectively frozen out of its activities. And now to the polls. Politico says 45% of voters who are familiar with the GOP tax plan support the proposal, down from 48% last week. And finally, The Hill says a generic 2020 Democratic presidential candidate leads Trump by 10 points. 8% of people who voted for Trump say they would instead vote for the unidentified Democrat candidate in 2020. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.